Yep. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Today is November the 13th, and my name is Mark Kent once again, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda Kent. And Chandler, our trusted soundboard guy, is at the soundboard. So how you doing there, Chandler? How's it going, man?
I'm very good tonight.
All right, very good. Sorry, I didn't mean to rush you there. Our guest tonight is going to be Dane Wigington, and we're going to be talking about chemtrails. Oh, do I have an echo there? Huh? We got rid of it. Thanks. Sorry, I had thought that all. Maybe I better shut down my cell phone, too. So anyway, what we got going tonight is, like I say, Dane Wigington. If you want to go to our chat room, go to KCNR1460.com. Again, our telephone number here is 530-605-4567. I want to do a big shout-out to Chad Raposa. You better get up and get out of bed there pretty soon, buddy. Otherwise, we're going to have to come over and put a few sets on you.
Might have to punch you in your face if you don't get up out of that bed.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a threat that, that's not idle. Okay, that's not an idle threat there. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start doing something? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourselves on the issues. Talk to your neighbors. Go to a Tea Party meeting. Check out the website. See what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big out-of-control government. If you'd like to ask questions or just talk about what's going on, feel free to call in. This is what free speech is all about. We need to debate and find the answers to the hard questions. Remember, the telephone number again is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room, KCNR1460.com. A couple of reminders. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. This Monday, we'll be having Senator Doug LaMalfa and Senator Ted Gaines coming in. And so that should be a really, really interesting.
Yeah, that should be a good meeting. A lot of information probably coming out of that one.
Absolutely. So what do you think? Let's see. What do they stand for then? Limited government?
Fiscal responsibility
and inheritance to the Constitution. Yay! Okay, we need to say that all. We got to practice on that one. So I guess we should move on into our program here just a little bit. First quote I would like to give is: gold is the currency of kings, silver is the currency of gentlemen, barter is the currency of peasants, and debt is the currency of slaves. Author unknown. Our self-reliance website of the week is the National Inflation Association. It's www.inflation.us, and I highly recommend that everybody go there and see what's going on with that, and see what they have to say. They've got a lot of good videos, a lot of good articles, a lot of good self-reliance tips on what to do to protect yourself from the oncoming. I'm not sure. Are we in a recession or a depression yet?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's looking more like a depression all the time.
I'm not sure what the definition of a depression or a recession is. Does that mean that... I think what I was reading today is that a depression just keeps getting steadily worse.
Well, that kind of sounds like where we're headed. It's not getting any better out there.
It's not getting any better? Interesting. Maybe it's getting better out there.
Well, I don't know. It depends on if you're listening to the mainstream media or not.
Yeah, we could talk about that for a while, huh? So, you know, it's just unbelievable out there, the information that we're not getting. You know, it's just over and over and over again. I see that Chad is out of bed and on the move. There you go. All right, Chad. Good job, buddy. So I wanted to read this thing that came in on my email today. Oh, and I wanted to retract something from last week as well. The retraction was that one of my guests said that the only one that had been in the service last week out of all the Republican candidates was Ron Paul, and that's not true. I found that Perry was actually in the Air Force. So, you know, this program deals in the truth. If you find that we're doing anything wrong as far as our information or saying anything that's not true, then please feel free to get a hold of us and let us know where we're not being truthful with you, and we will change and recant our position. So that we deal in truth here and not speculation or wild theories of global war. No, let's not go there. So yeah, anyway, here it is. If this is true, this comes off my email. If this is true, then the government should have a lot of explaining to do as to why we are still having troops in the Middle East. This is on Wednesday, November 2nd. As you may know, Cruise Construction started a division in North Dakota. It sent every Kenworth, 9 trucks that they had in Alaska to North Dakota and several drivers. They just bought 2 new Kenworths to add to the fleet, one being a tri-drive tractor and a new 65-ton lowboy. Well, and why are we talking about this? Because the unemployment in North Dakota is 3.4% is what this is saying. I haven't checked on that. I'm not sure how true it is that how true that is. See anything in the national news about how the oil industry is fueling the North Dakota economy? You know, and that's what this article is about. 6 months ago, the writer was watching the news program on oil, and one of the Forbes brothers was a guest. The host said to Forbes, "I'm going to ask you a direct question, and I would like a direct answer. How much oil does the U.S. have in the ground?" Forbes did not miss a beat. He said, "More than all the Middle East put together." The U.S. Geological Survey issued a report in April of 2008 that only scientists and oil men knew what was coming, but man, it was big. The revised report hadn't been updated since 1995 on how much oil was in the air of the western two-thirds of North Dakota, western South Dakota, and extreme eastern Montana. But this is evidently called the Bakken. It's the largest domestic oil discovery since the Alaska's Prudhoe Bay and has the potential to eliminate all American dependency on foreign oil, the Energy Information Administration estimates. Okay. Estimates it at 503 billion barrels. If just 10% of the oil is recovered, that's 5 billion barrels at $107 a barrel, we're looking at a resource worth more than $5.3 trillion. When I first briefed legislators on this, you could practically see the jaws hit the floor. They had no idea, said Terry Johnson, the Montana legislature's finest financial analyst. The sizable find is now the highest producing offshore oil field found in the past 56 years. It's information known as the Williston Basin, but is more commonly referred to as the Bakken. I guess that's how it's pronounced. It stretches from northern Montana through northern North Dakota and into Canada. For years, U.S. oil exploration has been considered a dead end. Even the big oil companies gave up in search of major oil wells decades ago. However, a recent technological breakthrough has opened up the Bakken's massive reserves. And now we have excess to up to 500 billion barrels. And because it is light, sweet oil, those billions of barrels will cost the Americans just $16 per barrel. That's enough crude to fuel the American economy for 2,041 straight years. I'm not sure how accurate this is, but you know, it was on the Stansberry online report. I'd like to have somebody maybe go out there and check this out and let me know how true this is. You know, the official estimates are 8 times as much as Saudi Arabia, 18 times as much as Iraq, 21 much time as, you know, oil. And it's all here in the western states. How can this be, you know, how's this happening? And the bottom line here is, you know, that they're saying that that OPEC is behind us, behind, you know, funding the environmentalists. And I was doing a little research on the UN the other day, and, you know, you might be able to put those two pieces together. I mean, has that got your attention? Anyway, we're going to be going to a break here now. I think we got a couple of seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say I did look up on that unemployment in North Dakota. It is at 3.5%, and that is brought to you by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
I find this to be quite interesting, and here we are. If this is true, why are we still in the Middle East, and why are we not starting to go after the oil in those states, and why would we not do that as a strategic policy of our government to get off foreign oil? Interesting, isn't it? So anyway, we're going to go to a break now. We'll be right back with Dane Wigington, and this is Sovereign Mind Radio 1460, a home of the Free Fire, and I'm Mark Kent with my sister Linda.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
You served your country. Now, the Veterans Crisis Line is here to serve you. If you're a veteran in crisis or know a veteran who is, help is available. Call the Veterans Crisis Line today at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Or chat online at www.veteranscrisisline.net. It's your call.
What I need, a big cheeseburger in paradise. I think that's what we all need. I kind of like that Surf City. You know, we're kind of talking about everybody. You know, remember the kings, the nobles, and the serfs. And we're starting to head towards being the serfs if we're not careful. So Surf City, here we come. You know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not a good thing.
All right, but I'm bummed. Sorry about that. So
moving along.
Yeah, I get okay. So anyway, what I want to do is introduce our first guest, Dane Wigington. He's on the phone with us right now. How you doing, Dane? Are you there?
Yes, Mark. How are you?
Oh, the fun never stops here. You know, it just goes on and on and on.
I think the party's just getting going.
The party has just well, as long as we don't turn out the lights, we're okay. The party's not over yet. So, Dane, tell us a little bit about your background and, you know, why do you know so much about this? I mean, I watched the DVDs today and I was so mad when I watched the one when I came out of my office. I was ready to throw things. And so, you know, then as my brother was standing there, so I didn't throw anything. But, yeah, so what's up with this stuff? I mean, give us some background here.
The subject we're on to here, Mark, is geoengineering, as you know already. My background, I worked for Bechtel Power Corporation, certainly a four-letter word now, in the early 80s on one of the first solar plants in the continental U.S. So So I have a background in the solar electrical industry. My home was on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. So, I mean, this is my background and my life currently. What got me onto this issue, although I had heard about these weather modification, climate modification programs, some people's labeled it chemtrails, you know, again, not a scientific term. It is technically called stratospheric aerosol geoengineering. When people go to the internet and they look up chemtrails, they find sites with all sorts of other information that may not be credible on other subjects. If they look up the scientific term, again, geoengineering or stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, they'll find hard science. And the stated purpose behind SAG is to deflect a percentage of the sun's incoming UV intensity to try to slow climate change and or manipulate weather patterns. And again, we just checked available patents right now. There's 159 patents for various forms of geoengineering. So this is hard science. It's not speculation. And as I began to lose 30, 40, 50% on certain days of my solar uptake from strictly what the jets were putting out, at that point I realized there was definitely something going on. I began to do deeper and deeper research, and the facts just were increasingly hard to ignore, as were the lab tests on what was falling on us.
Wow, it's amazing. I mean, you know, the first part of the DVD, and I highly recommend that everybody watch it. You know, if anybody out there needs a copy, I'll give them one, or we can do whatever we need to do. But who are these
people? I can supply some for the station for people who want.
How would they? How would you get a hold? How would everybody? Do you have a spot where people can get a hold of you, like a website?
You know, the best site to look, there's people in North State that run a site. It's not my site, but it's you know, some very, very dedicated people run a site called geoengineeringwatch.org. And there's breaking news on that updated regularly, you know, hard scientific articles. And again, most people don't look up. Quite simply, they don't look up. They don't realize our blue sky is gone for the most part, and that the scope and scale of the global geoengineering weather modification programs can scarcely be imagined. And so many people feel if this was going on, certainly the media would be telling us about it. We know, you know, all about this and yada, yada. But the bottom line is the main sponsors for most of the bought and sold corporate media is defense contractors, military contractors. This is, you know, really and arguably the biggest untold story on the planet Earth, that virtually the entire atmospheric system is being tainted and manipulated with highly toxic metallic particles. The lab tests back it up. I've personally been in high-level EPA meetings in Sacramento arranged by a congressperson and told to my face that the samples they take, the air samples they take, they are told to test for combustion particulates only. The rest of the sample goes out the window. Doesn't matter what's in it. The system is designed from bottom and to top not to show these particulates. State water quality stopped testing for aluminum in 2002. I mean, I could go on and on, but virtually the system is designed not to show the massive amount of fallout raining down on us. And when I say massive, we had initial lab tests, Mark, in 2006 that were already high at 7 parts per billion of aluminum in a single rain event. In the last 5 years, we have had single rain events with increases in that aluminum of as much as 50,000%, up to 3,450 parts per billion. The rain is literally at times highly toxic. That's tested at the state's lab locally.
You know, when I first heard about this, I thought, okay, whatever. And then I started looking at the sky. And it's like, let's see, I mean, I don't care how, you know, blind you are. It's pretty hard to miss airplanes that are crisscrossing back and forth and in grid patterns and leaving big puffs of particulates out the back. You know, typically vapors disappear after a while. These things stay there all day. And so that kind of sold me. That's why I wanted to look into this a little farther, because I was thinking, you know, at first I thought, yeah. And now the more I look into this, the more I'm going, what the heck's going on here, you know?
Are they just doing it in the Northern California area, or is it all over?
No, this is absolutely global. It appears all the NATO countries are involved. You have organizations already formed from here to the Middle East, to New Zealand, to Australia. I mean, you have organizations everywhere. And again, the common argument, because you have elements of the government like NASA who issue a standard form paper that says it's all a hoax, there's nothing going on. Well, how many times have we heard that about how many subjects, from Agent Orange to the Macondo well in the Gulf of Mexico, that everything was fine, it wasn't leaking much, to, you know, 100 other subjects where, you know, the lies never quit. And again, a lot of people want to assume that this stuff, okay, well, maybe there is things falling on us. It's probably coming from China. California Air Quality Resources Board did a study, extensive study, on the aerosols migrating from China. Metals are not amongst them, with the only exception being mercury, which turns into a gaseous form. Heavy metals do not float across oceans. And again, this escalation has been recent, and the amount of metal falling on us is so extensive that local soils tests, and I've been in the field with USDA soil scientists testing soils of which there is a solid baseline for pH, those pHs have changed in Shasta County in the areas tested in the last five to 6 years 10 to 12 times toward alkaline. It takes a hell of a lot of metal in the rain to change soil pHs to that magnitude. So we're talking about, you know, a really lethal amount of metal falling on us.
Yeah, I just find it amazing. I mean, and, you know, the real bottom line is it comes down to, can we trust our government? And, you know, in light of everything that's going on right now, I don't trust these guys, and nothing would surprise me. I mean, and this sounds a lot like, you know, our global sustainability guys, the Agenda 21 sort of people. You know, is this all the same people?
In my estimation, it has to be. I mean, a lot of things that I never believed when I initially heard about a global core group of power and so forth. But when one really studies the data, it's hard not to come to that conclusion. And I fully believe that most of the people carrying out these operations have absolutely no idea how thoroughly they're decimating the biosphere on which they and their families will depend. Now, a few other aspects to this that people should know, and they can research this themselves, and again, some of that data might be on the geoengineeringwatch.org site, but there are many factors about geoengineering that are absolutely not disputed in the scientific community. A particulate cloud in the upper atmosphere shreds ozone, period. No dispute about that. Particulate clouds diminish and disperse rainfall, period. No dispute about that. Hard science studies can be found in this online. So if people wonder why all these rainstorms that don't materialize here, or we get very little, it comes late, if at all, while we have solid cloud canopy, featureless skies, no wind, these are all hallmark features of geoengineering. And many people think you can't possibly affect the weather, but that's simply not true. And the stated quantity of aluminum, and this is available online, on film, on the record by the world's most recognized geoengineer, is 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticles into the atmosphere annually. That equates to just under 600 100-ton payloads, not mixed into the fuel, but payloads a day. That's the kind of quantities they're talking about, and certainly the amount that we're showing up in testing would seem to indicate that they're at that amount or more.
Wow. Listen, I'd like to talk a little bit about this. I was watching the DVD, group in San Diego, and there was this Keith, I don't remember his name.
David Keith.
And he said something about we were free-riding our children and there was no moral hazards. I'd like to talk about that. And I'd also like to get into the effects of what this does to us as humans and the soil and so forth. And also, what can we do about it? So let's start with this group of in San Diego, this I want to say eggheads, but you know it that's probably not the way to go about it, but it seems like that's what they are. I mean, they don't seem to care about whether this hurts our children, or they're so wrapped up in their scientific formula and status that they don't seem to see the writing on the wall. Who are these guys?
You know, I think your assessment is extremely accurate, and I've spent a lot of time in academia with these guys, and that's they live in bubbles, and they have no comprehension as to the consequences of their experiments onto the whole. And this conference in San Diego, it was a national conference on geoengineering, and at that conference, David Keith can be seen on film on the record when asked, has any study been done whatsoever on the health effects of dumping 20 million tons of nanoparticles into the atmosphere, human respiratory effects, and so forth? He initially tried to dodge the question and finally answered, when pressed, no studies have been done. Could terrible things happen tomorrow? And I'm quoting, we don't know. Well, that's a hell of a statement from the world's most recognized geoscientist. So we are all literally guinea pigs for the most massive human experiment ever undertaken, a global experiment. It's literally a weather modification Manhattan Project. And people from the Tea Party to the Green Party unite on this issue, as they should, because whatever cause anybody is trying to address, if we can't walk out the door without breathing in a lung full of heavy metals, we have a problem. And
listen, Dane, no, we got to go to a break here. We'll be right back. Hold that thought. Oh, that's all right. We're on the same page.
All right. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. Brought to you by Phil's Propellers, Procure Sense, Scott Valley Bank, Blue Lake Casino and their great outdoor activity packages, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, and MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
We're back. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire. I'm Mark Kent, and this is Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the studio, and we have Dane Wigington on the line. Are you there still, Dane?
Yes, sir, Mark.
All right. Okay, where were we? You were on a roll. Let's talk about these guys in San Diego. And who is doing? I mean, where's the funding coming from? Who's dropping this stuff? Where do we go to stop them? What's up with that?
You know, the system is so regulated and set up to stop any effort to try to address these programs that really I can't believe anything could happen until the entire population is screaming mad and ready to grab pitchforks and shovels. And literally, this is indeed a life or death issue. You asked what's the ramifications of inhalation of these particulates. We're talking about particulates that are nanometer in size, 10 nanometers, which is so small you cannot filter it with anything. Those particles of this size penetrate straight through the lung linings, straight into the bloodstream, and adhere to cell receptors like a plaque, almost impossible to ever remove. The data on this is quite clear. The studies on aluminum are quite clear. And so it's a very insidious and slow hampering of your body's entire functioning. And again, we are not speculating that this material is there. Absolutely not speculating. There's been 60-plus lab tests in Shasta County alone, duplicated around the globe, but virtually every test, without exception, full of aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, all the same materials named in geoengineering patents, which describe exactly what we see in the sky, and what's falling on the ground is exactly what's named in those patents. I mean, every dot connects to a T. So, I mean, again, the validity of these programs is real, and if people would do any research at all, I believe they would come to this conclusion. And only by raising awareness so that the entire population is fully aware, every day they look up and see that it's not a blue sky, and it's not just trails. If you see, like today, was very cobwebby-looking, overcast, that is absolutely particulate stratocirrus. It's not a natural stratocirrus. Its clouds should be white. Sky should be blue unless you have full overcast of, you know, some sort of a storm. But again, once the particulate matter is dispersed, because they parallel the coast here, and then the overhead winds blow it in, and when the sky is all cobwebby, gray, hazy, not natural cloud. I mean, that's most of what we see above us in that kind of canopy is a particulate cloud. And people would ask, Mark, why aren't the weathermen talking about this? For obvious reasons. I personally know three weathermen that are absolutely afraid to even mention this for fear of losing their jobs. And the weather is fed from the National Weather Service and NOAA from Raytheon. They do all the weather modeling and forecasting for National Weather Service and NOAA. Well, Raytheon is up to their eyeballs in these programs. It's literally the scheduled weather. Lockheed Martin does the weather for the FAA. So you have the fox in the hen house on every front. You follow me?
Yeah, you know, you'd think these guys would be a little more worried about their children than their grandchildren than their job. You know, I mean, what's it going to take for some people to start standing up? If, you know, if this is the case, then, you know, we need to get this information out to people so that they can see what's going on and we can all start doing something about this. This is outrageous.
You know, I, and this issue, and again, there's a endless list of challenges that we all face, but I would say again that if you can't walk out the door and breathe without sucking in heavy metal, you got a problem. I mean, and that's a problem of the first order, without which nothing else can be solved. And again, there's so much metal falling on us, Mark, that is literally sterilizing the soils. And guess what? Monsanto is right there to save us because they're engineering a full line of aluminum-resistant crop seeds. Imagine that. So as our soils become sterile to any sort of heirloom or organic seed, they'll be right there able to control the food production with their aluminum-resistant seeds. All this can be verified online. I ask nobody to believe anything I'm saying, but only to investigate everything I'm saying. And the gravity of this situation cannot be overstated. It literally cannot be overstated.
Wow, unbelievable. So yeah, geez. I mean, what I my thing is, what do we do? You know, I mean,
where do we go from here?
Yeah, where do we go from here? We've got
It's a matter of raising awareness. On that note, you know, I give people the equation that, you know, if you take a penny at the beginning of the month, you double it every day for a month, you end up with $5.5 million. And people think your math is wrong, but it's not. If you tell two, they tell two, and everybody starts looking up and connecting their cough that won't go away. I mean, everything respiratorily is off the charts, from ADD, autism, Alzheimer's. Everything that has a direct link to this sort of exposure is absolutely off the charts, and it's going to get much worse, very very quickly if these programs continue.
We've got Terry on the line. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Dane?
I have a quick question. Yeah. You know, during the Revolutionary War, probably 20% of the population was involved in the revolution. Was that what it was, Mark?
Actually, it's 5%.
5%. Okay. Yeah. And then you had a situation where I know in a Tea Party, and after being in a massive meeting this weekend, you know, there's probably 10% of the people in the United States that are doing the work. I totally am right in line with what your speaker's talking about. But when asked about what we can do about it, well, until we educate the entire population, that's never going to happen. Is there something we can do? Obviously, if the revolution took 5% or 10% of the people, and if the Tea Party takes 10 or 15% of the people, and I believe that even when Lenin took over Russia, it took 100 people, and we have to educate the entire population before there's anything we can do, then I guess we're just talking about we're all purveyors of doom. What do we do?
I mean, your question is well received. I mean, I pondered over it, and I've tried to address every possible means I could. You can't imagine how much time, effort, and energy I put into this, and tens of thousands of dollars and 10 years of endless work. I've been in Barbara Boxer's office. I've been in other high-level officials' offices. They absolutely will not open their mouth, period. I don't care what their political stripe, what their position, what council they're on. They will not open their mouth. Nor will media. Now, only until, and when I say raise awareness, then when you even have local populations, even like here in Reading, if enough people, I brought this in front of the supervisors here in Reading, and my simple point was not to prove what they're doing in the sky, but to prove that there is absolutely positively a contamination issue, period, that they have not informed the public about. And when enough people, in this county alone, for example, and I think there's a movement with this, I know there's an attorney working on bringing this, you know, in front of the county, to mandate simply that they verify this testing and disclose to the public that, yes, there is, in fact, a contamination issue, even if they can't stop it, which we all know Shasta County could not possibly have any effect on these programs. But it simply should be brought to light, and people could do this in any locale, in any region, in order to get the exposure needed so that the larger majority, or the 100th monkey, if you will, becomes aware that we are all lab rats. We are all being sprayed like lab rats.
Well, I understand that, but if Barbara Boxer, for example, going to her, if it's legislation, is it legislation that could stop this? Because that's the only thing that someone like Barbara Boxer could do. If this is just something that's being done by a bureaucratic agency, then retaliation on this can't be just going to our congressmen, because obviously if they can't affect it, if it's not a law and they can't affect it in that way, in a legislative manner, then what's the solution? And believe me, I'm someone who's on your bandwagon, but I'm just saying that if we're in a position here to where we're talking about, prevailing doom, which this sounds like, and until we educate the majority of the population, then it's almost a moot point, because we have to have some sort of recourse. With every problem, there has to be a solution, or at least a move to do that. And educating half the population is not one of those options that we have.
I think we got to start with us, is what we got to start with, what we're doing here and now. We're on the radio. We're talking about
locally.
It. Yeah, and do it locally.
Points are well taken, though. I accept. I mean, his points are valid, and I agree with him.
Yeah, I just want to know what I can do to help you. How can I help you? I mean, that's
the
thing.
I mean, again,
right now you're not giving an option.
I'm trying to give you the best ones I can come up with, because the government is off the rails. Again, from any political stripe, it's irrelevant. The government's off the rails. The whole system's been rigged not to show this. And so, you know, like in Barbara's office, if the government functioned properly, it would be their job to check with EPA and say, hey, are you guys testing? Blah, blah, blah. But nothing works, because the whole system is designed simply to provide cover for whatever it is they want to do. So, you know, again, on a local basis, if here locally, what we could do, you know, and it would take people like media, like Mark and his show, and to help organize
with the
people. Let me
ask you this. What agency would be responsible for this? Who's responsible for this? Is it the United States Army, the United States Navy, the military? Who's responsible for the chemtrails? Who is the agency or the bureaucratic, the bureaucracy that is responsible for this? Because obviously, you know, it's not people that are elected to office. So who is that?
No. I can't tell you what I don't know. What I do know, it's all the NATO countries appear to be involved.
Okay.
There appears to, you can go right online and find organizations.
No, I believe you. That's not my question. I believe you.
Well, again, you want me to answer who's behind this? And I think we're back to what Mark already mentioned. You know, whoever the global core that elite seem to be, who can invade countries and do whatever they want to anybody they want.
So maybe
the
same people that are behind Agenda 21.
I mean, clearly, there seems to be a global core group of power. I can't
sure.
tell you again what I don't know, but there
sure.
appears to be commercial airlines involved, not commercial pilots, but, you know, if you look at Project Cloverleaf, all this information is available on geoengineeringwatch.org. There appear to be, under the direction of DOD or DOE, Department of Energy,
sure.
There appears to be involvement from multiple agencies. They have as many aircraft as possible, with, you know, obviously smaller payloads when you're talking about a commercial carrier, but there's ample data to back up that there are multiple sources of these aircraft. And again, I can't answer things I don't know, and I don't want pilots to call in and say, hey, I'm not part of this. Well, you know, I'm not saying they are, but I'm saying those aircraft have been identified by people across the globe, commercial carriers, that are leaving these long particulate trails. So positively, you know, there's a lot of data to back this up. But as far as what to do, Terry, you know, again, on a local basis, if people, and I've tried to organize without, you know, or help others, but if people organized and demanded local officials to test the air and disclose to the public what's actually there, which they have so far refused to do, then perhaps something could begin to get on the radar.
Well,
there's something we can do right there. Okay, that could be something we could demand, I guess, of the county. But if the DOG and the DOE are behind this, again, it's the agencies that I stated before. It's not legislation. And that's the thing. So we're barking up the wrong tree with legislation.
Well, what about the scientist David Keith? Why don't we go after him? He seems to be the one on the inside, according to the DVD. Let's put some pressure on him and see what he has to say.
They'll deny anything's even going on. They'll deny anything's going on. You have all the science magazines that are backing them up to the point of saying that geoengineering is simply something we really should do. We haven't done it yet, but we really should, you know, as if the elephant in the room is not big enough at this point. Clearly they're doing it. I heard today, I have nothing to back this up, that John Holdren is now stated on the record that, you know, this has been going on, but I have no idea if that's fact or not yet. But I don't think the effects of this can be hidden much longer. Other countries absolutely know what's going on.
Ahmadinejad
spoke in front of the UN, talking of these exact programs. He was immediately shut up and shunned out of the office.
We got to take a break, guys. So sure. We'll be right back and go from there and see if we can finish it out. So this is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
The perfect prize that waits among the shelves. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Adamson's Peak Performance. For now through Thanksgiving, mention this ad and get $100 in DotFit nutritional supplements. Free with purchase of any regularly priced personal training package. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man age 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage and $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-862-8376. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters at 1-800-862-8376 or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-862-8376. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
I've made a few.
Let me hear.
I've had my share of bad kicks in my face, but I come through.
I need to go
on.
We are the champions,
my friend.
We're back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio. And we are talking about chemtrails and all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of good stuff. Hey, Dane, I wanted to ask you a question. I've talked to some pilots about the trails in the sky, and some of them say that it's due to altitude and atmospheric pressure, depending on what the pressure is, how the chemtrails get formed. What's your opinion on that?
You know, that's the standard answer, and I don't know whether a lot of these pilots actually believe that, or they don't really want to address it, or what. But the original definition from NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, for conditions necessary for a naturally occurring vapor trail, 70 below and 70% humidity, which would provide a trail from 60 to 90 seconds. Again, the things we can say for certain that we see in the sky, at the same time, if this is the case, if that it's just an atmospheric anomaly based on atmospheric conditions, then how come? How come with almost identical atmospheric conditions, one day can be completely blue, and the next day can have aircraft everywhere and virtually 10 times the aircraft in the sky on these days when we see trails? How come when we see a trail from horizon to horizon being left, if one looks close enough, often an aircraft can be seen at the same approximate height, leaving nothing, virtually nothing? Why do we have east-west flights going over us when there are no commercial east-west flights here? We've checked. East-west flights at the days when they're trailing, you know, leaving these massive trails from horizon to horizon. Why at night, generally, with some exceptions, at night, you'll see when the atmospheric humidity is higher and temperatures are even colder, you can see after a day of heavy trailing, at night you'll see aircraft going over leaving virtually nothing. Again, where is this particulate matter coming from if not from this source? It's not coming from China. It wasn't there before. It's there now. It matches the geoengineering patents to a T. And why can aircraft be seen leaving a completely different composition trail from one side of the wing to the other? Simply impossible unless some sort of dispersion is taking place. You follow me?
Aircraft
are the internet is full of aircraft footage of jets leaving a completely different composition trail from one side of the wing to the other, aircraft leaving a full spray pattern out of the front wing with the rear engine aircraft. How is that possible? Again, this is absolutely, if one examines the data and simply looks up with no mental filters, I mean, this is the biggest elephant in the room on the planet Earth, period. And whatever these guys are or aren't seeing or aren't willing to acknowledge or recognize, these programs are real.
You got something to say there, Terry?
Yeah, I did. You know, the thing is that, you know, I understand, in fact, Mark, you can probably recall this. Last November, I gave you a phone call. I was coming back from Mount Shasta, and my son and I were driving in the car, and we counted 29 chemtrails. And remember me calling
you? Yeah, I remember you
saying,
going, yeah, there, it's all over the sky.
My office. You know, so it isn't a matter of if there are people, you know, on the line here or people that are listening that are disbelieving. But, you know, when we have a situation like Agenda 21, Michael Kaufman brought that to light. Then he hooked up with Fred Kelly Grant, who introduced coordination, and therefore something's being done about it. My point is that this is all fine and dandy, and I think people are aware that there's something wrong. But if we have something where everything's a moot point, we have no place to go, no one to tell but each other, then we're waiting for a meteor to collide into the Earth.
Your
I mean, there
well
has
taken,
to be
Terry,
some way
I mean,
to...
I agree with you.
Is there
again,
something constructive
do,
that can come out of all this to where we can help you as citizens and help ourselves as citizens for our health and for our children's health, our grandchildren's health, to make some sense of this, number one? And number two, what about the people that load this stuff on the planes? Are they like eunuchs? Do they load this stuff on the planes, they do this stuff, and they don't care what happens, or they don't know? I mean,
what I would say to that is, what about the people that are sucking up all the depleted uranium and building the depleted uranium ammunition and spreading it all over the globe that leaves this radioactive half-life is 4.5 billion years? Everybody
well, that's
involved
fine.
In that
I mean,
is
all the
exposed.
Facts are fine. My point is, I agree with you. My point is what is the solution, or at least a starting point? You know, at least at one point, at Lexington, we knew we had to stall the British. Okay, when they were coming through after Bunker Hill, we knew we had to go ahead and take them out in the forest.
Well, maybe.
But there's something, I mean, is there something that we can do that's constructive out of all this, other than the fact that this has been going on for several years and no one knows what to do about it?
Okay, as you know, people can replicate DVDs for 50 cents a piece and give a flyer with it and get people educated. If there was enough educated people in
that's one thing. Okay.
In a locality like this, that then when an effort started, and I think there are people working on this effort right now to put this before the local air quality board and say, hey, look, we don't care where it's coming from. There's a contamination issue that's been readily verified, including by people as qualified as 35-year U.S. Forest Service biologists, This is an absolutely proof positive contamination. Wherever it's coming from, it's the job of local authorities to disclose this to their citizens, period. And if enough people were educated on this issue, which takes everybody working together to get their friends' friends, enough people up to speed realizing the gravity of this and the totality of it, so that when such a movement, which I think is already being formed, when it comes and it's time to go in front of the Air Quality Board and demand that they look into this issue and verify the contamination, then enough people get off their butts and show up. And
well,
that's
maybe
what it takes.
That would be
so
really
those
good
people have to be educated
to
first, so that when this movement gets,
you know, on a website, post something and saying, okay, solutions and things you can do to help.
It would
be
geoengineeringwatch.org. That's all there right now. Geoengineeringwatch.org. What you can do, where you can sign up, and, you know, where your
name
can be.
What is that again?
Something like
I didn't mean to speed you up like that.
It's
geo what?
Geoengineeringwatch.org.
Dot org. Geoengineeringwatch.org.
Sweet.
And you can put your name there with the webmaster. There's people in Northern California that run that. And, you know, I think this movement, there's an attorney, I think, that wants to press this contamination be disclosed again.
And who is that?
His name is Joe Marmon. And I think there's there is or will be some information on the geoengineeringwatch.org site about
fantastic
that. And hey, you know, another issue, Mark and Terry, that people can watch as the weather, as we head into winter, there's other issues going on. There's something called it's ice nucleation for weather modification. They can create snow. We have the NASA patent. It's posted on that site. They can create snow at temperatures up to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. This is hard science. The patent's there in full length. So people should watch exactly how warm it is when it starts snowing. After this process occurs, the temperatures do drop down. But there will be very anomalous things happening. It snowed in Grand Junction today, 48 degrees. Supposed to be in Salt Lake City tomorrow, 51 degrees. Do people think the laws of physics have changed? No, they have not changed. That's why the snow is like cement. That's why it breaks trees that had never been through a freeze yet, and so the leaves are still on them. There are radical, radical things going on. People have no understanding of ice nucleation. They think water freezes at 32 degrees, period. That is not science. So I'm saying the degree that the weather is being manipulated, pushed, pulled, and ripped apart is beyond what most people are going to be willing to comprehend. But I would challenge people to watch the radical swings in temperatures, anomalies, start of snows, starting temperature of snows, and so forth. And people will start to understand this thing is way off the rails.
Why is, you know, I noticed inside the particulate amounts I don't know what you would call them, elements here. There's barium in there. What is the deal with the barium? And we only have 3 minutes here, guys, so we got to...
Okay, barium, again, if you look up the patents, if people looked up geoengineering patents, they would see the specific uses of barium. For barium clouds, there's various chemical properties. All these elements have various chemical properties for use in various forms of experimentation in which we are part of the experiment, whether we like it or not. But if they look up on the geoengineeringwatch.org site, they'll find a list of patents, or you can just plug it into a search engine, geoengineering patents. The science is there to back up everything I'm saying.
Wow, that's just amazing. I mean, we're running out of time here. You got anything over there, sis?
No, I think they're covering it pretty well. I'd like to have him back sometime and maybe go over some more. There's a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah, maybe we could
have
you back pretty soon. We could do some homework on this, and maybe we could start getting something going a little farther towards a solution here and help with this. It seems
whatever
like...
you want. On a final note, if I could say, you know, from people from tree huggers to loggers to anglers to watershed restoration people, I don't care what your stripe or your interest, there is nothing or nobody that's not affected by this, no living thing. I mean, if people studied this issue and grasped even a bit of the gravity of it, they would understand that if this issue isn't fixed, we're not going to any of us have a whole lot to care about pretty soon.
Well, listen, guys, we're going to have to take this on to the next week. I have a few things that I got to go over here real quick. Remember, we're having the tea party tomorrow night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. We'll have Senator Doug LaMalfa and Senator Ted Gaines there. We're sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., at 530-221-0101. I don't know who our guests next week will be. I have no idea off the top of my head. I think we got somebody lined up, but I'm not sure. One of the closing quotes is, one of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is you end up being governed by your inferiors. And that's Plato. Government is not reason, is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. We're down to a minute here. If you guys want to add anything before we go, where we're off the air, you know, now's the time.
Well, I would just like to say thank you to all the veterans out there, since Friday was Veterans Day. So thank you for keeping us safe and our freedom.
Very
Thanks for
good.
The time addressing this issue, Mark. Thank you very much. It's of dire importance, and geoengineeringwatch.org is a site for data.
Very good. Thanks for coming on, guys. My name is Mark Kent, and this is Sovereign Mind Radio, and we'll see you next week, 6 p.m. Sunday. Don't forget to watch We the People, 8 p.m. Sunday mornings.
It's rolling down tracks, once leading to somewhere, like a broken down train. The stones fall from heaven.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR.